Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Warren Ropp of Bulltown Legends of Iowa about the COPS Foundation. He met with Washington County Sheriff's deputies earlier this week, as well as their canine units.
Our whole intent is to promote an event that we have coming up on June 24th. It's called Racing for a Cause. The whole evening is sponsored by Van Meter Incorporated. The reason for the event is to raise awareness and funds for the COPS Foundation, which stands for Concerns of Police Survivors.
And how did you get involved with COPS?
Well, in the early 2000s, my son and I and another fellow and his car owner, we raced Legends cars. And so we got in our motorhomes and we hit 5 races in 7 days. And during that period of time, one of the fellows that was also the racer was with us. His name was Danny Martinez Jr. He was a police officer in Fort Smith, Arkansas. My son was just getting ready to go into the police academy. And during that trip, they were talking about various things to expect. And Danny had told my son, whose name is Heath, if you don't learn anything else in the police academy, just be aware that the most dangerous calls are domestic abuse calls. In 2007, Danny lost his life during a domestic abuse call. He's left behind a wife and 5 children. So in 2010, Danny's car owner and myself decided we want to do something in his honor. So we started what was called the Fallen Officers Memorial Race, and we were lucky enough to be invited to the Knoxville Nationals, which is unheard of for any outside group to come in and be a part of that. We were there for 5 years, and after the 2013 season, we created a Racing for a Cause series. So we ran through that last year. It's usually an 8 to 10 race events, and then this year we continued it with 2016 Racing for a Cause event. And all of our races are driven to create awareness and funds for the COPS Foundation.
And today you had some photos taken with the local canine units. Can you talk a little bit about why you feel those are important to have in local communities?
Well, canine units, dogs are very important. And this isn't all about the canines. It just so happens that the promo car is named Canine because that is done from a canine that lost his life in Des Moines. His name was Canine Harley. And I don't have Harley on the car. I just have Canine in respect to the dog's owner. Sometimes I get a little emotional when I talk about this stuff, but the whole reason for being here is to create awareness. Law enforcement in this day and age is not being what you'd call warmly accepted in a lot of areas, and I think it's high time that people get on board and show their local law enforcement that they're needed and they're respected and that we're awful glad to have them around.
You're visiting area towns, really trying to promote this event. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Okay. One of our 10 events is going to be held on June 24th. It's on a Friday night at Hawkeye Downs in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The whole night, all proceeds are going to go to the COPS Foundation. During that night, we will be hosting fallen officers' families from around the state of Iowa. We'll be having driving competitions between local law enforcement. We'll have canine demonstrations. McGruff, the crime dog, will be there for the kids. This promo car will be there. And then to cap it off for the whole evening is a main event, which is a Legends feature with $1,000 to win, and it's going to have cars from all over the Midwest will be there. It'll be a great night. We're hoping to blow it out of the water and raise $10,000 that night.
And again, this is all for officers across Iowa.
This is for officers, the fallen officers across Iowa and the nation as far as that goes. And we just want to invite everybody to come out. It's $1 to get in. You'll never get any better entertainment for $1. And like I said, come out and support your local law enforcement.
I also spoke with Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar. What's it feel like to have somebody come in, just for the sole purpose of recognizing law enforcement.
It makes it pretty great. We've had a lot of negative publicity, you know, nationwide, and so particularly now, it's just nice when someone steps forward and wants to recognize all the efforts that the officers do.
That's been today's Washington Page about the COPS Foundation, Concerns of Police Survivors. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.